Hello, and welcome to the Game Slave Podcast, episode 63. I'm Proteus.
I'm Assimilator.
And I'm Zelda Queen.
And as usual, we didn't do anything.
Not all that important, really. But!
All three of us have something to talk about.
All three of us managed to get in the same room 2 weeks in a row.
Yay!
Achievement unlocked.
Ding! I don't know about next weekend, though. They're talking about major snowstorms coming through next weekend.
It's Colorado. I won't believe it till I see it.
Yeah, because, you know, it's like, it tracks this way, this will happen. But if it tracks this way, this will happen.
It's supposed to snow today.
I heard, you know, rain and light flurries, you know, sporadic, overnight. You know.
For those of you that are wondering why I'm pointing this out, it's been rather sunny all day today.
But the wind is very cold.
It's had some high winds, but it's, I don't know, you guys have been outside more than I have. How many clouds are outside?
Not much.
They're mostly over the mountains.
Yeah. We were being very entertained by the tumbleweeds rolling across the intersection while we were waiting at the stoplight.
There's really big ones. But we digress.
So, this has been a very slow news week from everything at least I saw. One thing that is important to note, if you want the Super Mario Bros. 25th Anniversary Edition thing, it has, you know, a bunch of the old games in one disc for the Wii.
Yeah.
The final production is being shipped and will be in stores on March. So after that's gone, they're done with it. It is actually limited edition.
How quaint is that? It's actually limited edition. So take you're like, oh, it's, you know, special edition. And you can find it everywhere forever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
Yeah, so after the stuff in March sells out, you'll only be able to get it used, and then you probably won't get all the cool stuff that's actually involved in it.
Maybe I'll have to go look for it. I just have to find the NES. I wanted, you know, blow out a cartridge and stick it in there, but I know where the cartridges are, I know where the games are. The NES is floating, though, in the sea that is the abyss of my parents' basement. But yeah, I guess the other thing we've all had in common this week is we've all played WoW.
Yep, been burning through that at a near breakneck pace lately. I know you guys are 84, 83?
83.
Oh, so you finally stopped gaining on her, huh?
She has been spending, I think, more time playing than me. You know, she's more efficient at leveling, I don't know.
And there's a period of time where you were, like, 3 levels ahead of her.
Well, she's kind of funny, because I actually go around and do lots of, like, extra stuff. Like, I was kind of working on some of the, you know, Valentine's Day things, and then I was, you know, I forget what, I was doing some of the Argent tournament things, and I was trying to get the Hyjal, and I kept getting distracted by 50 other things. It took me, like, over 2 hours to finally go and buy my Hyjal rep equipment. Because I just kept getting distracted by something else.
But you get experience for all that.
Yeah, I was even getting experience for discovering stuff in Wintergrass because I accidentally flew over it again. I hate it when I do that.
I thought this was an entertaining comic that brought up a good point. You can actually, you could be a complete pacifist and get yourself all the way to 85 just by picking flowers. Not kill a damn thing.
Discovering zones.
You have to kill stuff that, you know, can't attack you when you pick the flowers.
Technically, you could run away from that stuff.
Technically.
So, in theory, you could level all the way to 85 without killing a damn thing. Why you would want to, I don't know.
That would take forever. Mm-hmm. And ever. Mm-hmm. And ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'd be kind of ridiculous, honestly. But hey!
But hey, if all goes well, I can start tanking again.
Harvest Craft!
Isn't that what Minecraft kind of is?
Moving blocks from one area to another area in order to make stuff. And then you can burn down your house.
Did anybody else...
Oh, God! The fire! Oh, jeez!
Did nobody else see the guy? I forget where he was. He was from somewhere from Northern Europe. He was, you know, showing how you can make fire inside of your house.
Yeah, you can make a fireplace, and then you burn everything down.
Yeah, that video is most impressive if you see the full one. It's just a shortcut where he burns it down. Because it gives you this little tour of how impressive this multi-level house that he's made is. And it's like, so yeah, you just basically create this wooden area, then you set fire here, and oh, that wasn't supposed to happen. Oh, crap. Oh, crap. Oh, crap. Well, shit.
His house she's burned down.
It was like a 2 or 3 story house. He burned it down.
The lesson is, do not have fire inside. It doesn't work.
It is not safe.
But yeah, I did finish all of Hyjal. It was a fun zone. Now I'm moving on to Uldum. I really want to try out Uldum.
See, my priest, I need to finish up Twilight Highlands, then I'm going to go to Uldum on my priest. But first, I want to get my damned warlock higher with his inscription. So I've just been kind of powering him.
I broke down and finally bought the rest of my glyphs off the auction house. But I saved 120 gold because they were
cheaper. So you switched to Geico?
Yes. If Geico existed in World of Warcraft, I'm insuring my mount for Geico, when I'm smashed. Geico, wiper insurance. Okay, has anybody else tried fly on their mount when your character's completely smashed?
Yes. It's like, woo! Actually, the first time I did it was I was in Vashir. And I was on the. I was completely smashed for something. It was actually part of one of the quests. One of the items you get made you drunk. And I was on the seahorse. I'm like, why the hell can I get my seahorse to go at the same end of the strait? Oh yeah.
And it automatically starts slurring into your text if you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I was like. Like flying left and then flying right and then mostly was involving flying down into the ground.
Remember, friends, do not let others drink and fly.
Because I wasn't thinking about that. I was trying to do the one of the Love is in the Air quest where you have to get smashed, wear perfume, throw rose petals on the guy and kiss him at the cockroach vendor in Undercity. Flirt with disaster. That's the achievement.
I'm kind of curious what the Alliance version of that quest is. Because I doubt they have too many cockroach vendors.
I guess it would be funny if they had to come in to Undercity and kiss them. I mean, why not? Well, half the time they make the Horde go into the freaking middle of, you know. It's like, how do you freaking kill the leaders of, like, Ironforge when he's, like, freaking in the middle of the zone and you have to go through everything to get there? I know it can be done.
I've done it.
A raid of raids.
It's like trying to kill Sylvanas for the Alliance. I mean, she's pretty deep in Undercity.
But they can go through the sewers and bypass, like, tons of it.
But they still have to get past. In all reality, it's not the area in main Undercity that's a problem. It's the line of guards to her.
And the fact that there's guards inside, like my paladin trainer.
So, that's. I mean, other than that, let's see. Horde leaders. We got Garrosh right out front of the damn entrance.
Because he's not a, you know, sissy.
Of course, yeah. You know, now it's technically a lot easier because everybody gets on their flying mounts and straight into that room where the lead, where Bronzebeard's kid is.
Well, possibly. I mean, there's flying guards?
There are, but you could take the trench and just kind of go like...
Oh, yeah, and then people are talking about the trench run in Ironforge.
Well, the other problem is, too, is a lot of guards have things now that can, you know, dismount you. So if you get dismounted, sometimes you're pretty screwed, depending on where you get dismounted.
True. Of course, it's not supposed to be easy to kill a faction leader, either.
No.
Anywho. Moving on a little bit. How goes Rune Factory?
I'm into Autumn now! Hooray!
She's found the jerk.
Oh, yes, the jerk. Rune Factory has a character who... Okay, for some reason, your character, he always has amnesia. We don't know where he came from, but he has amnesia, and so he gets sent to work on farms. How does that work? I don't know. But this guy comes randomly and says, oh, you're here. And he acts like he knows you from your past. And, you know, this is you. This is your farm. This is the villagers. This is just about everything. And I was reading somewhere, apparently that's all he does, his character does, is basically give you a hard time, and he comes through and destroys your fields.
What a dick.
Yeah. I'm like, thanks. I just, you know, I was glad you passed summer because summer has hurricanes. And if it's a hurricane or typhoon, you can't leave your house. You have to stay indoors for the day. And it basically comes through your farm and removes crops.
Adds rocks and stumps. And
all the places where you haven't tilled the soil yet. I am still... trying to clear out my farm.
Damn. Did you finally get that silver hammer?
Yes! Finally! I'm still scared of the lava ruins. The first level isn't very hard, but going down to the next level, I need better weapons. It's hard to kill things where it takes, like, you know, 10, 20, you know, 10 plus swings of your sword to down it.
Damn.
But yes, I have enough silver now that I was able to transform all of my tools.
So you have silver rakes, silver hoes, silver shovels.
Well, it's silver hoe, silver, well, forget what the hoe is called. It's like seasoned hoe. Sounds really bad when I say it. Tin watering can, which is funny because it's made out of silver. Silver hammer. I forget what the fishing pole's called.
I still want to know what kind of world this is where they're making precious metals into gardening tools.
Well, what's funny is, the axe is called, the lumber axe or something, but it's made out of silver. And it's something, my fishing pole had to use silver, a thin stick, and a bamboo shoot. How does that make a fishing pole?
No string?
You hammer the bamboo into fiber? The string?
Maybe that's what it is. But you have to use the previous fishing pole with it, so you're basically just modifying the previous fishing pole.
Maybe you're just making it thicker so it doesn't break as easy.
Maybe that's my guess. But it's bamboo shoot. It's not a bamboo, stick. It's a shoot.
Snack while you work. Ward off the pandas.
Bamboo! Yeah, so, right now the story is ground to a halt because... Oh! I have to get ice cream for a monster. He's blocking the hot springs, and he won't move until I bring him ice cream.
I'm just going to call him Snorlax.
Does he want vanilla?
I don't know. Chocolate? I don't even know how I make ice cream. I think I have to buy one of the recipe books, one of the higher level ones. It probably has ice cream in it. And when I went to go buy it, it was raining. And when it's raining, Selfie, the bookseller, doesn't sell anything when it's raining. Everybody, takes the day off practically when it rains.
What a bunch of pansies.
I still have to wait to the next day. And I'm hoping it's a Wednesday or a Thursday, because if it's a Tuesday, she sells different books than any other day of the week.
Tuesday is special day.
Yes! A book that costs 30,000 gold.
Speaking of books, I'm going to completely change subjects here for a little bit.
Go ahead.
Borders filed Chapter 11.
Oh, yeah.
So they're closing 30% of their stores nationwide.
Which is about 200 stores from one of the reports I was reading.
Yep. On the bright side, at least they're not going completely out of business.
No, what was kind of funny, it was like the caption that this, what article was using all the time is, the store that drove all the mom and pops is, going out of business itself, sort of thing, having financial difficulties. They blame it mostly on for, trying to do too much DVD and music sales and not jumping on to
e-books. That's what I've heard, basically, was they don't have their own e-book reader, and they haven't basically worked hard enough to secure the e-book market. Like Barnes & Noble, which it might be having issues. I haven't heard of any.
I don't know. It's like, my brother has a Kindle, but now he's like, darn, I wish I bought a Nook, because he works, for the library system, and their library, you can actually download ebooks from the library.
But with the Kindle, you can only use Kindle books?
With Kindle, it's only Amazon, so you can't get it from any place else other than Amazon. Amazon just wants it to be its own, thing.
See, Care Bear actually has a Nook.
So she can go to libraries and, borrow
e-books. Rent ebooks.
I don't know how it works or anything.
That seems weird.
I'm borrowing just data. I guess a book in technical terms is just data, but at least there's something I can tangibly hold on to. It's just not ones and zeros flashing across my screen.
It's not ones and zeros that have been reinterpreted to give you a predicted amount of text?
Yes.
All right. So, I hear you guys have been watching Le Chevalier d'Eon?
Well, I did.
Just her.
I just, sometimes, the Netflix... The only problem with Netflix is it doesn't have, an anime category.
Yeah, it does.
Well, I can't ever get it to pop up.
You can't, browse by category on the Netflix program on the Wii.
Oh. See, I have so much Netflix stuff in my queue as it is, so much anime stuff, and since Care Bear doesn't put anything on there, it automatically has the anime one up top for me.
Yeah, see, we're using our flat base. Account.
Yeah, and basically it's kind of funny because it has pics for us and then pics
for them,
and it's, totally different things.
So I was like, Dexter! And what else?
Desperate Housewives!
And then it's like,
Gurren Lagann!
Speaking of Gurren Lagann, did you guys get to watch that episode
we haven't done that
duped? So, what episode is that, 9?
I don't have the Netflix account. I told the cat holder, I'm like, maybe you should tell him, because that Episode 9 is also episode 8. So you watch episode 9 twice. Which is very, you know, because episode 8 apparently is, you know, the turning episode of the entire anime.
For those of you who haven't seen Gurren Lagann, it's a very plot important episode that if you miss, you get completely lost for a while.
Well, the next episode is like, why is it just a flashback at the very beginning? I'm certain this wouldn't have happened off screen. But back to Daon. This anime came out, I think, a while ago. I think it's now on like the Slim Pack, you know, greatest hits, whatever. I forget what the save line. Yes, it's on the save line now, I think. And basically, it's about this boy who's a knight of the French court of Louis XV. And his sister is found basically murdered floating down the
Seine
in Paris. And so he starts investigating because he apparently becomes part of the king's, like, secret police. And he's trying to investigate her murder, and it starts dealing with, like, a lot of occult things as well. Because apparently her body was injected with mercury or something, and so it's not properly, like, decomposing. So she can't actually get a proper church burial. So he's trying to figure out what's going on so he can maybe get her a proper burial. She's just kind of, you know, entombed right now. And the animation's really smooth, and they did a really good job with the dubbing. It's just kind of odd. With the cult stuff. It's kind of gruesome, too, because he basically ends up having to fight somebody who was a friend who's basically turned into a weird occult monster. But the thing is, the kicker is that he is basically inhabited by his sister's spirit who's seeking revenge for her being murdered. So when he was grievously hurt and was knocked out, she basically took over his body and was able to destroy the monster.
Okay! Sounds like a deus ex machina for when he gets in a shitload of trouble.
Yeah, he was doing okay, but he got a pretty nasty wound while he was fighting, was kind of, you know, surprised at what was going on.
I guess I could see the spirit not being that surprised. The human, yes. The spirit, not so much, because she kind of already has a good grasp on that.
Yeah. So, I have to watch a few more episodes just to see. It was something I had kind of wanted to see before. And I'll watch a few more episodes just to see how it goes.
Cool.
But it was on, you know, Netflix streaming. I forget how I stumbled across it again because I can't spell the freaking name. Oh, and for those of you, too, since they're talking about anime, Fooly Cooly comes out on Tuesday.
And Summer Wars came out last Tuesday. Excellent movie.
And you can buy it on DVD and Blu-ray. And I think it's all, everything's been put into one set for both. It's not three separate DVDs with two episodes each on them. Hooray!
Oh, I'm never so scared. Eat ham!
Yes, we've also been watching Ponyo on Blu-ray. Fooly Cooly season set. And a toaster.
What? Okay, so I typed FLCL in Best Buy search engine, and I got Fooly Cooly season set Blu-ray, Fooly Cooly season set DVD, and Pangea Brands Pro Toast Cleveland Browns 2-Slice Toaster.
That makes no sense.
Does it
fit? Actually, it makes perfect sense. The model is Pro T hyphen NFL hyphen CL. That makes perfect sense!
It's perfect for the Cleveland Browns fan in your life, because it actually toasts browns on the side of your bread.
Actually, they have a Broncos version of this, too.
Do Broncos across it, or is it the horse?
It's the horse.
Okay. Because Broncos is kind of long. And Cleveland Browns don't actually have really a logo per se. It's mostly just the color.
Yeah. There's the, you can get like Skull and Crossbone ones too.
Yes.
Someone will probably make a, like, one up mushroom one at some point.
That would be awesome. And that was actually kind of random.
Oh, look, they have a whole line.
It basically does the logos in, because the Browns don't really have a logo.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying.
See, there's the Bronco one.
Okay, sports fans, question. Would you like to have a toaster somebody gives you that basically toasts your team's logo or name into the side of your bread? Is that like, you know, would that be the sports geek equivalent of, you know, like a geek collecting everything for, you know, a particular series or something?
Probably. Of course, if you're going to do that, why don't you just get the toaster printer?
See, I just want my toast to be toasted evenly.
Yeah, I wanna, you know, one of those, you know, one, have you ever seen the toasters that just have one slot?
Mm-hmm.
But you still put two pieces of bread in, and it toasts it evenly because it only has the one slot?
Anywho, wow, we got off topic.
Well, that was just a funny, random thing.
It was kind of funny and random. All hail our robot overlords. Watson won Jeopardy. By a large margin, too.
Yeah, like $10,000 or something, wasn't it?
He won like $82,000. It was his total.
Yeah, but I thought he was about... I can't remember. I can't remember how much ahead he was.
I know it was actually by a pretty large margin.
Yeah.
Is anyone surprised? Computer. He has access to, you know, the internet.
He wasn't on the internet.
No, oh, was he not on the internet?
Not on the internet.
It's no,
all preloaded databases. And I mean, you know, it's, as I think I discussed with someone else, the challenge is not, you know, putting all that data in a computer. It's writing search algorithms that can go from the, you know, Jeopardy answer and then kind of back it off and state it in the question.
The final scores were $77,147 for Watson, $24,000 for Ken Jennings, and $21,600 for Brad Rutter.
He, like, had, like, triple the score.
He had, like, a $50,000 lead. And apparently Watson had this thing for betting on seven and adding sevens when he made his wagers.
Seven's a good number.
Apparently so.
Four and seven.
Can't remember who it was. One of the guys, one of the human guys, for his answer for Final Jeopardy, it was basically all hail our robot overlords.
Mm-hmm. That was Watson? Or not, yeah, the Watson. Let's see.
Was the question for Bram Stoker? Because his thing is, who is Stoker?
Let's see. I honestly don't know what the last question was. But yeah, he did write at the bottom saying, I for one welcome our new computer overlords. Which, I don't know, I find that entertaining. The fact that he's like, we're beat.
Well, it's a bit poignant. He did something in that answer that Watson can't do. He made a joke.
That is true. Another, actually, during the thing, there was a answer. Watson had answered the same thing when they did, and it was wrong.
Yeah, because he doesn't have... Watson doesn't have ears, essentially. Yeah.
So, through that logic, they actually took a question that he had answered right, and initially the host had said, that is correct. Because he said, what is a leg? About the Olympian that's missing a leg?
Yeah.
Well, the previous contestant said, what is a missing arm? Well, that was incorrect. Well, then Watson said, what is a leg? That was, a human would be assumed to have interfered, what is a missing, in front of that. But because because Watson wouldn't have been able to have heard him say that, wouldn't have known that, and just said, what is a leg? Which is technically wrong.
Yep.
So, yeah. Apparently now he has a future, and I think you said medicine?
Yep. Basically, you know, you got someone that has some kooky thing and difficult to diagnose. You tell Watson, well, you know, he's presenting this and this and this and this, and he can search, you know, the, like, medical journals and such, and he come up with, you know, like, well, these things, you know, kind of come up as similar to that, you know, X, Y, Z, and the doctor kind of goes, well, no, I don't think it's that. We already tested for that. Don't think it's that one, because that's, like, you know, only found in Africa or whatever, and then, you know, finally, like, I hadn't thought of that one. Let's get that. Let's run that test.
And then you find out the guy had just gone on vacation, vacation on safari in Africa. Anywho, so
he'll be a new guest star on House MD.
Everybody lies.
I cannot. I am not programmed to lie, Dr. House.
Square Enix is bringing Final Fantasy 3 to the iPhone. Darn you, Enix! Stop releasing stuff for the freaking iPhone. Can we release something on a real system? I don't need an iPhone. I don't want an iPhone.
Technically, can't any iPhone game, can't you play it on an iPod Touch?
Yes.
So there you go.
I don't want to buy another thing. I just wanted to go for something I already have in existence.
You mean like your DS? Which is getting replaced by the 3DS?
Don't remind me.
Or, hey, they could release it for the PSP, which is getting replaced by the PSP 2, whatever yeah. the actual thing's called.
It hasn't been named. It's just been called the Next Gen Portable. There's no name for it. It's like...
But supposedly, it's coming out within a year. So we don't know its name. We don't actually know a price point. We don't know the exact release date, but it's supposed to come out by the end of this year.
Maybe they'll have something at E3.
Maybe. Let's see, what else have we got today?
So I guess speaking of like other, you know, games and other modes or other things, Plants vs. Zombies is supposedly coming out to us in board game form this fall. I'll have to get the link and push it up onto the main website, but...
I am just envisioning a lot of little round P-shaped pieces that are going to get lost in the carpets and vacuumed up.
No!
They had cards.
They had cards. I saw a picture of it. There's the board and there's like the different cards and there's actually the lawn and there was like rows on it and they had different cards placed and there were zombies and it looks like the zombies like progress across the board with the cards, but I don't know any of the rules or what the pieces come with it. There's just the one picture and it looks pretty and I love Plants vs. Zombies and...
Okay.
But I don't mind buying a board game for them because I only have to pay for it once and I get many hours of enjoyment out of it.
But what if there's a bug and it has to be patched?
There'll never be a bug in the board game. Unless you have like a case of termites or something that eats your board game.
Or they could have a typo on one of the cards.
I did that in my photo book. I even proofread the sucker and I still messed it.
So I always have to have like a third
person. I had him proofread it and we still messed it.
Bummer.
I think I was at that point burned out from looking through my thesis, wasn't I? Yeah, it would have been.
Yeah, it would have been.
They're like, God.
Yeah, you need to ask somebody who has absolutely no interest in it whatsoever to proofread it, because then they're not even thinking along the same lines you were, and they're not bored of, you know, doing something similar. It's like, whenever my family asked me to come fix a computer, it's like, I just got done doing this for 8 hours. I don't fix my own computer. I don't. My computer has all sorts of issues right now. I'm just dealing with it. What happens when you fix computers for 8 hours straight? You don't want to fix your own.
Yeah, I can understand that. I've heard people saying that. It's like, once I do this, I don't want to come home and do the same thing. Because that's, you know, my leisure time now. Leisure time.
Anywho, so I think that's all we really have today. You guys got anything else you want to add on?
No, I think I've added most of this podcast this time, so...
I think you have talked through most of this one. Yes, I will agree with that.
Yeah.
Probably when he does stuff. I do stuff.
You have the most free time out of all of us.
Well, if you don't count Irish Pride.
You have more free time than him.
Okay.
But he stays up until, you know, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Out of those of us that continually contributes content to the website through a podcast format, you have more free time than any of us. Irish Pride writes occasionally, but he doesn't write often. When he writes a lot, but he doesn't write often. And he never comes over to record.
It's Sunday. Sunday's game day.
Sunday's game day?
Well, it's not anymore.
Well, he's going to the lacrosse game today.
Anywho, so with that said, we are off for the week. We will see you next week. In the meantime, visit the website, thegameslave.com. Shoot us an email at mail@thegameslave.com. You can shoot me an email if you want to register for a forum name or so on and so forth. You can also check out our store. And, you know, comment something. I don't care. Anywho, in the meantime, game on.
Game on.
Game on.